works for you. So, okay. Here we go. If anyone is online yet, please say hi. Tell me who you are, where you're from, if you have any questions. If I can't see you, I will just begin. So for now, let's breathe together. Okay, I don't see anyone on yet, so I'm just going to start. So, I'm not an astrologer, but I do work with these new moon sessions, and I've been doing this since 2010. And while, simply because I was guided to, and while working with these energies, I have begun to feel them more and more, listen to them more distinctly, hear the voices of the energies coming from the cosmos, coming from the planet, coming from each of you. And I've always said you have free will and in your own choice and your own power, and we do. And yet there are, in the concept of we are one, we are one. And in the concept of we are one, if we are one, that means that every one of us on this planet is part of that one, that extension of God, of Christ consciousness, of whatever philosophy or word that you use to describe the Creator. And so what I've learned is it's complex, this living, this life that we live, this being alive, and living through these bodies. It's not like we are living in these bodies. We are living through these bodies, and more accurately, probably both, and even more than that, because words really pale in comparison in trying to actually describe the truth of existence, of living, of being alive. And so there are many of us. And that means that there are many prayers, many thoughts, many words being projected and put out into the cosmos all the time. And to top that all off, the cosmos literally is inside of us. As within, so without. As above, so below. And so, too complicated to actually put into words. And really, it's not meant to be put into words. It's actually meant to be lived. Our lives are meant to be lived. And we are the miracles. Instead of looking for the clouds to part and for choruses of angels to come or unicorns to fall from the sky, we need to be present in our own bodies and in our own lives. And what that means is simply that, to breathe, to be present, to allow our breath to flow. So, yes, our breath flows, even if we aren't consciously breathing. We are breathing barely enough to keep alive. But when we're conscious of it, we are inviting more of that vitality, more of that presence, that I am-ness, our God consciousness, into our lives to bring our consciousness and our awareness to this level of realization of awakening, of presence, of literally being the miracle of life, because we are, each and every one of us. So, just breathe into that, and I apologize again if I can't see you here, so I don't know who's online. If I go offline, Facebook's going to take me off. So, if you're here, send me a message or send me a text so I know you're here. or if you're on the conference call, speak up. Ah, hello, everyone. I am on the conference call.
It's Susan on the conference call.
Hi, Susan.
With DACA and my thoughts.
Oh,
somehow
yes.
And Nani, of course.
Yes. Wow. For those of you who don't know Susan, Susan has been with us in the New Moon Sessions for a very long time, and she and Stan, her husband, and the birds, DACA and Nani, and before Sozo, are always with us. And animals have a huge, beautiful, blessed presence and voice. They have a massive energy and voice, and they are here to serve. And so, just like we all are on some level. So, Susan, thank you. I got your messages. I wasn't going to read them. I basically just want to say, or I'm going to read the bottom, the last one that you said, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Susan said, my desire for the session is the offering for all the physical and metaphorical hearts be perfectly attuned to God's rhythm, and also for guidance for her and the family and the vets to enable an optimal outcome for DACA with the least possible trauma, because DACA is having challenges right now. Did you want to say anything more, Susan?
No, thanks. Although thanks for pointing out that Sozo is here. I just felt him so strongly the minute you pointed it out.
Yeah, I always feel Sozo. I have a really strong connection with your birds. And the animals.
That's great.
So, yeah, they're just beautiful, blessed presences who just chose not to come in human form this time around. So, sending lots of love and light and blessings for their well-being, for you and Stan's well-being, for our world's well-being, and for the awakening, for us to actually step into this vibrant energy that is coming through this new year today with the tiger energy. And so without going into a lot of detail, just to be aware that, yes, this is a different year than last year, and yet we're still transitioning through some of the issues that have been, plaguing the minds of humanity and the established system of humanity. So, in other words, our status quo of being. And I think that's actually the message. That status quo of being needed to be challenged, because it is time for us to step into a more conscious way of being in our world. And that means transitioning out of our old status quo, transitioning into a new way of governance within ourselves and within our world, and transitioning into a kinder, gentler, more present being, basically. So, with all that said, anybody else have something they want to say? Okay. Then it seems like it's going to be quiet in the background, but feel free to speak up when you want, and feel free to speak out on the chat or send me a text if you're on the chat and I can't see you. All right. So, we're going back to that whole dynamic of the energy of today, the energy of this year. It was a beautiful day for me to start with, because yesterday I just listened to a feng shui Chinese astrologer person from our SoulSide community who actually gave us just gave us a heads up on what the transitioning with the animals of the Chinese. She came from the Chinese perspective, although today we learned that the Vietnamese do the same. So she gave us a heads up of the energy. So last year was the year of the ox that ended yesterday. The ox is a slow moving animal. And if you pay attention to, again, animals, have been teachers for a very long time. Look at the ancients, the Native Americans, the Hindus, the Chinese. Everybody pays attention to the nature around them and makes assumptions from that and garners wisdom from that. So this year we transition from a very slow, steady, moving, almost like lethargic energy for many of us to tiger energy. And tigers are all about, I'm going to slowly, quietly stalk my prey, and then I'm going to shoot, lunge. So it's really this kind of like energy, according to Bev, it's a stop-start energy. So it's an energy where things are going to move really, really fast, and then you're just going to go, I need to catch my breath. So that's from Chinese medicine perspective, or that's from Chinese astrology perspective. And it feels right to me. Not that I'm questioning right or wrong. It's just that I've been lining up with these energies for a very long time. So when I'm saying it feels right to me, it felt right all along. When I hear the information that I get from these experts on astrology and these experts from the Vedic philosophy, and from the cosmos, from astrologers, Western astrology, it has matched what the information that's been coming through for me. So this year is going to be very different. It's going to be a lot of start-stops. And I'm just going to pass along Bev's information first because it's really good information. Because of the fact it's going to be constant stop-starts and we still have a lot of the same things plaguing us, this whole dynamic with pandemic issue and lockdowns, masks, all of that stuff. So the energy, while we're going through this, if the energy is stop, start, very fast, and then and exhaustion, it just means it's an opportunity for tempers and things to flare up. So the message that came through quite clearly last night in the closing of that session was give yourself, first and foremost, grace, and give others grace. In other words, don't immediately jump into judgment or inflamed behavior or thought processes or words. And I had a perfect example of that this morning when I woke up, because I woke up to neighbors who bought a house cutting down at least one big pine, and I think other trees, but they cut down one big pine tree, and I have a strong love of trees. And pine trees, by the way, I drink pine needle tea a lot these days because of the whole dynamic with flu-like information. And pine needle tea is a very medicinal tea. So we have a pine tree here that I love, and I go to gently to request my pine needles from. And today I woke up to one being chopped down. Didn't make me very happy, but I breathed and decided, okay, I'm going to do Ho'oponopono. And went for a walk. And so Norman and I went for a walk. He met me on the other side of the block, and we walked to a place that we were curious about that we didn't know what it was. And it turned out to be a Vietnamese monastery called the Happy Monastery. And we got to celebrate this new year with the Happy Monastery and the monks in the Vietnamese community, and it was just such a beautiful blessing. So be open to those type of magical experiences showing up for you. The moment you breathe into each moment and each emotion and each judgment as it shows up. So there's a big opportunity for us to transmute all of that anger and hate and judgment. So now I'm actually feeling DACA, and I'm needing to do a little bit of work on DACA. And
Debbie, may I intervene a moment here? It's Norman.
Yes, please do. I feel like I'm talking to myself.
I just want to reiterate how significant this day is. You know, it's a new moon, and it's in the Eastern world, this is today, new year, you know, And yep. And for us Westerners who celebrate New Year's on December 31st or January 1st, you know, the Eastern, there's more Eastern people in the world than are Westerners. So consider that there's more people celebrating the New Year right now with the new moon than people celebrate the New Year as Westerners. And I just want to reiterate how powerful this day actually is. And it is based on the moon cycle. It's not based on a date. It's based on the moon cycle. And it's the first new moon in Aries, which is today. And so they're way more connected to the energy of the stars. And so I just want to make sure that all these people understand that, you know, us running into a monastery for the first time and seeing these people celebrate and open arms and offering foods and a moment of silence and very powerful day and very significant. That somebody's cutting down a tree on a new day, sad, but it's creating space for something new, whatever that new may be.
Right. So I'm just going to kind of recap that just in case people didn't hear a lot of it. And Norman was reiterating what a powerful day today is. Because in Eastern philosophy, today is the new year, and the new year is being celebrated, and it is a whole new energy, as well as the new moon, because they also celebrated the lunar cycles. Like I said earlier, rather than the Gregorian calendar, they celebrate in the lunar cycles. And it was magical. I mean, literally, two blocks from our house, we went for a walk, and we ended up in a Vietnamese monastery. And I was like, oh, thank you, God. So it was a blessed day. It is a blessed day. It is a blessed day. So everybody, and every day can be a blessed day if we continually breathe into being present to that day and know the potential of every day is a blessed day, actually. Every breath we take is a blessed breath. It's literally keeping the flow of our source, our God consciousness flowing through our body. Nice. So, with that said, let's go back to that moment of breathing, okay? So everybody just stop and take three deep breaths, if you will, and then tap your head and your heart and your belly over your navel. One breath here, one breath heart, one breath over the navel. So, I'm going to do your own breath, okay? I'm going to do my breath. And Susan, I don't know if you're thinking this or if I'm just feeling you're feeling this, that Doc, it did not get interrupted. The energy is flowing. You were thinking it, right?
Yep, you're right on.
The energy is definitely flowing. The grace is definitely flowing. So actually, I feel like In alignment with what was said last night, grace may be our theme for today, because grace is always present. You know, therefore I go but by the grace of God. And grace is not always gentle, actually, just to keep everybody aware. Grace is not always gentle, but it is always true. And when I say true, what I mean is it may feel like a push sometimes. It may feel like a total derailing of, like, literally somebody knocking your feet out from under you. Or it may be a happy coincidence not coincidence, because there are no such things as coincidence. It's all synchronicity, a synchronistic life that we're all connected and we're all linked. It may be a synchronistic event that leads you to a blessed temple and gentle, beautiful, kind people celebrating happily. So just recognize that grace is always present, and it's just a shift in perspective that turns it around. So with that said, I'm reiterating the energy for DACA. And you, Susan, and Stan, and Nani. And radiating that out into the call, into the session, into everyone here present, whether in present live or present energetically, just radiating that love and that grace out to each and every one of us. Anyone that is ready and willing to be made able to receive it. This is a time to be able to transmute a lot of those old programs, a lot of those old stagnant emotions. And when I say to transmute those stagnant emotions, it does not mean negate our emotions at all whatsoever. It means to be with our emotions. But the transmuting of the old emotions are those things that we buried and we actually haven't allowed ourselves to feel. So to feel them, to breathe into them, is to open the floodgates for grace to show up. Open the floodgates for the meridians to flow. Open the floodgates for air to flow through our lungs, through our skin, through our organs and tissues and blood. For oxygen to be generated in every cell of our body, and for the God code in our cells to wake up, to come to life. And the more we breathe into our presence and into our bodies, the more it enlivens our bodies to actually be present. And we have the tendency, most of us, if not all, we have the tendency to hold our breaths when we're stressed. We have the tendency to hold our breaths when we're feeling low and feeling bad, when we have a pain, when we have an emotional pain. And sometimes even when we're talking. I had a client today, and she said, I don't know how to breathe when I'm talking. And guess what? Most of us don't. And most of the time I say, take a breath when you're talking. Just take a breath as often as you can, consciously. Will give you more energy, will give you more time. Even though time may seem to go faster, things get done faster or easier. Will give you more vitality and will give you more presence. And when you are more present, you are that example for those around you. And also, when we don't breathe consciously, we are the ones closing the floodgates to our own lives. We are the ones closing the floodgates to grace. That is part of the free will dynamic. The free will actually is the right to not breathe. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I choose to breathe. And please, I encourage you to do the same. You're going to see me breathe a whole lot more this session. Less words, more breath. Still energy flowing. In fact, energy flowing cleaner and purer through the breath and presence than through words. As much as I love words, the breath and presence is where the energy flows. And it is also where the energy grows, expands, radiates out to turn on those who are ready and willing to be made able to do the same. It looks all different because we are all different. All beautifully different. Whether we're male, female, black, white, purple with pink polka dots, birds, iguanas, cats, we all are part of the big, we're all part of presence. We're all part of this world and this cosmos, even greater than this world, meaning larger, not better than. So, right now I'm breathing in. I see the energy circulating up through the airwaves, inside, behind the eyes, up through the crown, and starting the circulation of the microcosmic orbit of everybody. And don't get caught up in these terms. This microcosmic orbit is the energy that flows up, down, and around the spine. It's very much the energy of the meridians, the energy of your central vessel, your channel. It's very much, if it's off center, it's a representative. I won't say it's the cause anymore. It's a representative of something is off in our systems. So just breathe into that, and I will imagine the microcosmic orbit of each individual on the call now and or any other now, including Daka, including Nani. And I still feel the other animals that have moved on observing all of this. And in a similar but different way, including the trees and the plants. So in that God code in the cells that they've discovered, I am being told that this cell has that photon ability, that ability to receive nourishment literally from our sun, to download that nourishment into each and every cell and literally turn them on one by one by one by one by one until it basically becomes this cascade of enlightening, not in terms of transcending the body and leaving the body. Too many of us do that. I did that most of my earlier life, and too many people do it now. It's not about transcending the body. It's about calling that presence in and through the body to turn on that ability to really be here now, to really be that presence of grace in and through and around each unique individual and each unique vessel, body. Species. So when I say species, the earth doesn't really need our help except for us to wake up. And the earth doesn't really need our help to wake up, but if we want to live on the earth, we need our help to wake up. And so in that regard, we can help the earth by waking up. we can help the earth by remembering that we are connected to the earth, and we did not understand that from the very beginning. And we made assumptions and judgments about what it meant to be part of nature that were not fully available to us, because it's like the tip of the iceberg and the glacier. There's so much deeper than we can be conscious of through this brain, through these brains, the head, the heart, and the gut. You can be more present with the head, the heart, and the gut than just this brain. But this brain is a transmitter and a receiver, and there's much more information to be breathed through this body without necessarily being interpreted. Of course, we can't help but interpret it, can we? But we can breathe into that interpretation instead of saying that's the fact. That's a fact. No. It's an awareness. It is information, and it is momentary, and it deepens the more we breathe into it and the more we are ready and willing and able to receive it. So, tapping into the energy of everyone here and opening up those receptors to receive that grace of God, to receive that awakening within the cell, within the construct of the energy of the cell, and into the physicality of the body, to actually transcend all of our previous assumptions about what it means to be here now in a body and who we think we are. So, I am ready to be curious. I am ready to be available. I'm asking that for anyone here who is ready to be curious and available to receive the divinity, the divine birthright that you were promised. Not a religious thing, an energy thing. What you were promised, if you are open, if your cells are open, in Bruce Lipton's terminology, our cells, when we have a closed cell, we've put up barricades, we've put up walls. And when you put up barricades and walls, you run out of resources because you have to let air in. You have to let water in. You have to let feelings in and out. We need to let each other in and out. So much sadness that is oppressive in our energy. So much fatalistic thinking oppressing. The oppressor is in our thinking. It is in our mindset. And it is time to let the oppressor go. So, I see this energy of like I'm tapping the heart, but I'm also rocking a bit. So it's like this energy of nurturing, nourishment. gentle. Gentle is not weak. Kind is not weak. There's strength beyond the normal definition of strength in kindness and gentleness. Clarity is another thing I'm calling in for everyone. Clarity. Clarity in your own processes. Clarity in your own experiences, in your own environment, each of us, so that we can send these ripples. I'm going to mention my old metaphor of the pebble in the water, and how you throw a pebble in the water and it creates a ripple. This is like that. It's like tapping into that energy of clearly being able to respond to your own environment. And as each of us do that, it's like we've all thrown pebbles into the ocean of consciousness, into the lake of consciousness, into the pond and pool of consciousness, whatever words you want to use. It's like throwing these pebbles into the water, into the depths, and letting the ripples blossom, lotuses everywhere. That is the third eye and the crown opening up, but not so you can leave, so you can come in. Because the only way to transmute our programming is through this vessel, because that's where the programming is. So, and also tap in hydration. And that means I'm stopping to take a drink, and I highly recommend you do it as well. And the reason I shake it is because I have cell food in here, which just helps the body absorb water more, because quite frankly, we've denaturized the molecule of water so much with all the pollution, with all of all of the spills, all of that, and even sending it through pipes. It denaturizes the molecule of water, so we need to give some movement. And like one gentleman at a conference said once, just simply pouring it into a glass of water is like trickling it through the babbling brook over the stones, which is what brings the vitality and the life to it, strengthens the molecule of the water. So, so part of our ability that we need to restore is to quit regurgitating our thoughts and take in our experiences, take in our air, take in our water and our food, and allow it to go through the physical processes through the body to literally be digested and assimilated and dispersed to where it needs to go to fulfill its purpose. Everything here is designed for a purpose. This phone's purpose is to connect. Well, apparently take pictures because it's a big camera. Everything has a purpose. My computer has a purpose. My desk has a purpose. My body has a purpose. So really we came to fulfill a purpose. And that purpose is not just one thing and then we're gone. It's simply being that which we came to be. And bringing it to life so fully. That it lights the fire in everybody else's hearts and souls. To light the switch that turns on. Like take the candle and light the candle of every person you meet, every soul you meet, every experience you have. So I need to do a little bit of gyration. So it feels like there's some stiffness in the neck And that feels like I need to do some spinal work. And fear just surfaced. A lot of fear.
I've been listening to what you just said in regards to purpose, and you pointed out all these items and these things in our life that have a purpose. If it's the table, the chair, the computer, the phone, et cetera, et cetera. And I was just thinking a step further, you know, all these things that you mentioned are created and built in most cases to make it more convenient for self, or more convenient for human beings, meaning the chair to sit on, the table to eat on, the computer to communicate and type and create, and the phone to communicate even faster. And I realized in that moment that with all that convenience that is here to support us, we get so lured into being convenient or inconvenient, and become so lazy that we forgot what our purpose actually is as a human being. Because we're so focusing on all the conveniences all around us that make life so easy. And yet all it does, it takes away from your true purpose. It may make it convenient, but it takes away from who you really are. So I just want to reiterate that we're here to understand who we are and what our purpose is. And once we realize this, we might be able to use the tools to be more convenient. But I think in most cases nowadays, these tools just steer us further away from our truths and from our true purpose.
I don't disagree with that. They can. And that's part
of
the dynamic.
Yeah, I just came up. I just came up with this, and I just want to throw it out there for people to possibly hear. Oh, you know, that TV or that computer or that phone, super duper nice. But boy, is it inconveniently steering us away from the true purpose of us.
Yeah, and I would even say disable us.
Yes.
They also take a lot of time and energy.
Yeah.
Conveniently, isn't it?
No, it is. No, but you know what it is? It's a symptom. It's a symptom. It's a symptom of the concept of transcending the body and becoming enlightened means leaving the body. That's the symptom of that. So technology is not bad, but it has become a rampant symptom of how our minds are thinking we need to transcend this biology and perhaps become virtual and tap into a virtual reality, you know, because the brain, this head brain, when it's disconnected from the heart, this head brain can't tell the difference of being on a raft in water or being in a forest, even whether it's you actually do it or whether you think it so clearly that it becomes real. So that's the dynamic. It's a symptom. And again, it's not technology is bad, but it has overtaken the consciousness of humanity to the point where we're basically saying this body needs all of this other stuff that's not weak, not doesn't bleed, doesn't get sick, all of this stuff. So it's like it's that dynamic of how unconscious do we need to become, cancel, delete, before we actually wake up to the reality that these bodies are a gift and a blessing and more miraculous than anything we can create outside of ourselves. And if we tap into them with our breath, more secrets will be revealed. And when I say more secrets, it's not like watching the movie The Secret, not like somebody saying, I give you the secret to prosperity. I give you the secret to being rich. I give you the secret to long life. It's not that. It's all in here. If we breathe into it, it can be revealed. Thank you, honey. That's
and this is where it starts in the beginning. Like you said, we are one. You know, it's as simple as becoming so basic. The basic thing that a human being does, the moment it's being born, it takes its first own breath. And it usually turns into a scream or a cry out, like a breathing in, then wah! And that's the basic being of a human. And if you understand the breath, if you always point it out every time we sit here and listen to you, it's really go back to the simple self, body and breath that you are, and possibly and only then you become truly aware of oneself, of oneness and purpose.
Exactly. So the breath is key.
Yeah.
Everybody says, I hear it all the time, but who's doing it? It's really...
I'm just trying to simplify it, that the breath is the simplest thing that we do, and we do it so often every day, and yet we forget about how the most simplest thing is the most powerful that we have, the most basic that we have, and the most powerful that we have.
Without it, we have no life.
Yeah, try to do that. Try to breathe without. Try breathing without. You know, try breathing.
Try living without.
Not breathing for a day. See what happens.
Exactly.
Give it a try, folks. Come on. See what happens.
Exactly. No,
I'll
but
give you an answer
would
for
you?
That.
but that's valid. I mean, because what that's what I was saying. It really is. If this is the miracle, this life is this miracle, and if we breathe into it. Secrets are revealed, and you don't need an intermediary. I'm here just to remind you, you don't need an intermediary. You know, it's here. It's in here. And if you breathe into it, the information that comes in. And that's really the dynamic that you just talked about, honey, when you're talking about the convenience. That's why you hear me complain so much every time you talk about self-parking cars and self-driving cars. And I go, oi, you know, it's like we're disabling our own thinking process. It's like we don't need a body anymore. That's what some of us think. So I actually...
There's another thought to that right there when you mentioned that, the self-parking, the self, you know, self-controlled driving, et cetera, et cetera. It is another convenience. And the self-convenience or the convenience that being so much reiterated and created through science and technology is the literal thought form of enlightenment, meaning you have so much more time to be with yourself or with yourself. So it's very literal to support you or conveniently drive you towards enlightenment. But it's actually more simpler than that. We just have forgotten. We just think this is how we do it. It's a place to go from A to B, and it just all happens in oneness right here and there in this moment. You're already there. You don't have to get there. You don't have to literally get there. You're already there. You don't have to drive there or be parked there. It's just you're already present there if you're truly aware. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. See, we have this beautiful body, no matter what any of us, how any of us judge our body. And many of us, part of what I'm seeing happening is many of us have judged our bodies throughout our lives, and we're seeing repercussions of that throughout our lives. And it really is coming to this place of learning to treasure this body and honor this gift of this body. And just be present through this body. So, it is as simple as that. But, as Course in Miracles says, the truth is simple, but not always easy. Because we have so many distractions and we have so many voices outside of us, let alone the voices from our past and from our ancestors and from our history and from the media that everywhere. That tell us how we're supposed to think and how we're supposed to be. And so the information comes through more gently the moment we stop, create more breath, allow more space. space in our thinking. So, I'm aligning the brains, the head, the heart, the gut, with the prefrontal cortex, pineal and pituitary. These are parts in the body. Don't get caught up in them. Just feel them connecting. Working to clear the cobwebs out of the senses of sight, smell, taste, hearing, and touch. Clear our filters and clear our individual and our collective energy. Like I said, for everyone here and everyone here, whether you're energetic or in person, and for everyone who is willing, ready and willing to receive, just clear our energy fields so that thinking becomes clearer. And when I say thinking becomes clearer, we aren't really thinking. We are transmitters and receivers. So we receive thoughts. We don't think thoughts. We receive thoughts. And we get to choose which thoughts it is that we're going to claim as ours. That's another gift. Except for when it can also be a trap, because you start thinking that's who we are. You start thinking that's who you are. And so it's clearing the cobwebs of the minds here to open up the pathways for communication between the brains, between the blood, between the electric channels in the body, the nervous system, and the magnetic channels in the body, the electromagnetic frequencies that are coming to and through and around this body. Opening up those spaces and clearing those cobwebs, clearing those blockages to allow the frequencies to become clearer. Allow your resonance to become brighter, to allow your thinking and your organizational patterns, which we're working in within the organs, within the not just the brains, but within the liver, the gallbladder, with their whole digestive system, with the alimentary canal, allow those systems and that governing process going through the body to work synchronistically together for the greater good of the whole of this body and your 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 body, which is all part of the whole of the one body. So bringing that to a clearer vessel, which allows for a clearer receiving and a clear ability to be able to move from and through and with that space of presence and breath. And when that happens, like I said, the body becomes more vital. We receive more nourishment from the sun. Every cell is turning on for the betterment of the whole body, for the well-being of the whole body. Needing to do some movement to get it circulating through the body, because there's stuck spots. And it feels a bit like getting this getting the waters moving, getting the waters unplugged, getting the waters unplugged, undammed. Ah, undamming the dams of water, meaning the emotions within our physical body, and letting the emotions flow so the air can come in and has a place to move through. And so the body remembers what it was designed for, which is ease, designed for ease. Dis-ease is simply a misunderstanding on one level or another, a convoluted understanding in the symmetry and systems of the body and in the thinking, blocking the emotions, causing pains in the cells, in the fascia, in the bones, in the joint, in the lungs, opening in the jaw, opening up these areas to allow clear presence. And just to be clear, clear presence can sometimes get murky, but it doesn't have to stay murky when all the condemnations, all the judgments, all the assumptions, all the programming is beginning to be rewritten. And also there's some awkward moments where, as you hear me with all my words, there are some awkward moments when the programming is being rewritten where it feels very awkward. It feels very unfamiliar. You've heard me say this before, but I'm going to reiterate this again. New is unknown. Unknown has been scary up till now, and now I'm encouraging everybody to find joy and enthusiasm and curiosity and wonder in the unknown, knowing that it's all designed for you. It's all designed for you, not against anyone else. It's all designed for everyone. Without being against anyone else, unless your thinking makes it so. In other words, unless you think it and start believing it. So it's really about, let's just transmute those patterns, those behaviors, those old condemnations. Somebody's got to be wrong in a breakup. What if you're not wrong? Maybe you just did your work together and you're complete and you can remain friends or not, but you're complete and nobody's wrong. It's just a movement in the cycle of your life or another's. And that's just one example. So it's really just bringing clarity to the fact that there don't have to be villains. We don't have to keep recreating villains in our own minds and in our world. And it doesn't mean that they don't show up out there, but it means if you don't keep infusing them with your fear and your thought process and your energy, eventually they lose steam and have nothing to hold on to. And they maybe at one point recognize they either just disappear or they recognize, it isn't working anymore, so maybe I don't need to be a villain anymore. Maybe that role is complete. So let's tap into the blessings of the aspects of every aspect of our thinking and who we think we are. And befriend it and or thank it and let it go. Knowing it's not who you are. It's just a thought process that became an identity of who you think you are. So let's Take three full breaths in and out again and tap head, heart, and belly, as it seems like we have run up against the clock. And I want to honor your time and mine. So take full breath. Your head. Up your heart. And tap your navel. And I encourage everyone to tap into the playfulness of the cat. That's all. Tiger is a big cat. Tap into the playfulness of a cat and the curiosity of a cat. Don't fear the cat. Enjoy the movement. And enjoy the pauses when you need to take them or when it feels like you just feel like you need to take them. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate each and every. You know how to reach me if you have any questions.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Blessings. I appreciate you too.
And for the ones who don't know who Debbie is, you can find her on newmoonsession.com. That's the number.
Norman
or
is my
on bodytalkandbeyond.com.
Norman is
too.
So as he said, find me on newmoonsession.com or bodytalkandbeyond.com. And if you have any questions, like I said, you know how to reach me. Much love,
thank
you guys.
You.
Blessings.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.